That
depends on how practice is going. So it's early, but that's a typical day. I mean, I've always been to the mindset of let the coaches coach, and I'll make notes during the practice. But it's you know, unless I feel a need to be outspoken about something, then I'll usually stay pretty reserved during practice. He's got a. I'm not going to go into the details, but he's got something. Again, this comes back to the injury thing that the NFL wants us to report on injuries that we consider serious. To me, serious is something that will cause him to miss the start of training camp. So I'll just leave it. It falls under that category. So I'm not going to discuss a specific player.
It's an injury that you just don't want to talk about.
That's fair enough to say.
Hoyer got in 11-on-11 late to practice.
Mm-hmm. That is the plan. It's difficult because so many of the other periods, it was a third down period, so we're a lot more in a shotgun. He's not cleared to do anything under center just because we don't want guys around his legs. So that's why we kind of simulate a pass rush there and keep guys away from him. But we still wanted him to get the feel of being in the huddle, making the call, going 11 against 11, reading a full defense. So we'll try to get as many of those reps as we can. It's just difficult to create in some of those other periods that are first and second down where we're going
to
be more quarterback under center. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those guys are they're competitors, and just knowing both of them, that they're guys that both are going to want to be the guy out there on day one. I mean, that's to me, we wouldn't want them here if they weren't that way.
First impressions of Johnny now that you're seeing him relative to Josh Gordon and some of the other veterans.
I just think is just like any other rookie that it's he's just inconsistent. I think a lot of it's the mental part of it. Instead of he's more worrying about getting the formation right, making sure the motion's correct, and he's got the cadence, and then he's got to worry about where guys are. Kind of being good mechanically takes a back seat to learning the system first, and I think you see that over the maturation process. Once all that stuff becomes second nature, that he'll be a lot more comfortable. And I think he flashed some things today that made him kind of who he is, the ability to make plays on his feet.
Mike King wrote that he had no playbook at Texas A&M and just ran a bunch of plays they gave him during the week. Is that a big transition?
Well, I think that's just very much a kind of oversimplification. They had a very reasonably complicated offense. They just chose not to put it on paper, which to me is maybe even more of a credit to how productive those offenses have been, knowing that they don't have a book. So I think there's more and more coaches that are like that won't necessarily put it down because they're afraid at some point or another it's going to get out. So that's not really a concern for us.
Like what, as a defensive coach, what is the pistol do?
I think it's difficult because you have the advantages of the shotgun, but you can still run your run game with having the back at home. So I think that gives the quarterback a little bit of a head start. For the most part, defensively, we will treat it as quarterback under center with the back behind them. But I think it just gives the offense an advantage of they can still get to all their back at home runs and have the advantage of the head start with the snap. Yeah, there's some. There's some, and I think Kyle's on the leading edge as stuff going back to Washington of things you can do out of the pistol.
You mentioned it. Did you notice any difference at all in Breyer with having someone, to use your phrase, breathing down his neck?
I don't. He shows up here every day ready to work, and it's the classic gym rat. First one here, last one to leave, and he's grinding. So I don't think this is anything he's already talked about. This wasn't unexpected to him. No, I just think we wanted to be prudent with him, just kind of work him for off to the side for a while to get him up to what we feel would be good enough condition to participate. I think he could have gone out there and taken some reps, but just we want to be real cautious. It is May, so we got a long time to go before the season.
He hasn't been in anyone's off-season program.
Exactly.
You mentioned some guys mixing it up in your second OTA. Do you like that? Is that good passion?
Do I have to tell the truth here? We tell our guys we want to be competitive, not combative. And we got to make sure that it's a fine line, and we want our guys right up to that line. So it is an emotional sport, and some guys, sometimes it'll trigger a response that as a staff you don't necessarily want. But we want our guys out there competing, and that's what this game's all about. In the offseason, we want guys competing for jobs and going hard against each other.
Mike, how do you, if you don't want Johnny Manziel running around as much as he did, at Texas A&M, how do you project what kind of quarterback he will be from the pocket?
Well, first of all, I don't think we've ever said that we don't want him running around. We're going to put him in situations where he can execute an offense that'll give us the best chance to win. So we're going to take advantage of his mobility. You don't take a guy that's made a living being a mobile quarterback and tell him all of a sudden he has to be a statue. So when he's in there and we have actually things set for him in a game plan, there'll be some things to take advantage of what he can do with his feet.
Is it tough to see his whole skill set in a practice like this as opposed to a game where he can break a tackle or get outside the pocket?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and plus it's just tough for him now as we've already referred to it, infant stages, where he's just trying to learn the book. I mean, it was hard for him even to take reps with some of the ones didn't get a ton of reps just because they're so much more advanced playbook-wise than where he is. He's just coming off a rookie camp install and just basically a week of meetings with Kyle and Dow and the rest of the offense. So I think it's tough for guys really to shine early when they have a lot on their plate. It's the old paralysis through analysis saying that a guy's got too much to think about. It's hard for him to really go full speed.
Now that you've had Johnny around the building for a week and a half or whatever it's been, just curious your first impressions, not just on the field but just in general.
You could tell he's quiet actually, but he's a good guy to be around. I think the guys in the locker room will be able to tell you that. You know, he's a fun guy in the locker room, but you can tell he's when it's time to work, he works, and he's very serious about this, and you can tell he's very competitive.
Obviously, Gordon was out on the field for quite a bit today. How do you handle that situation?
For us, it's, you know, until we're told otherwise, it's business as usual.
So it looked like Tony was a rookie who was with the first team. Is that because McQuiston wasn't here, or do you like him that much?
No, McQuiston, I believe, is in D.C., if I'm correct. Is that right? McQuiston? Are they visiting the White House? Yeah, I believe that's the case. He had asked for permission. I just wasn't sure of the day. I knew he was going to miss a day. He'd cleared that through, talked to Coach Mueller about it. But, yeah, sometimes that's tough. I know those guys want to rotate those guys inside, but we'll stay true to not handing jobs to anybody that just like Gilbert, you didn't see out there with the ones. He was behind Buster.
Manziel's reputation was for, you know, broken plays, for making them into big plays. What do you look for at this stage? Just the organization or the mechanics? Or?
Well, just say, you know, if you got to build the foundation first. So I think you want them to learn the offense as it exists. And we know that there will be times when we do get into live situations that he's going to be able to make plays. But that's not something you want to – we're not going to try to coach that out of him. But we're also not we want him to still – I mean, just basic installs. He's trying to learn formations, trying to learn basic plays, and I think there'll be a time down the road for the stuff that makes him special, the improv stuff.
What about your rotation? Jamal Sheard, Paul Kruger, Mingo. Are you going to rotate those guys through until you arrive, or do you think you'll always have a rotation?
No, I don't think you can have enough good pass rushers. So I think we'll always be mindful of who's out there and who's well rested. The key is to get a lead in the fourth quarter and have fresh pass rushers. That'll be the goal every game. And when you have guys that can play off of each other, just like we'll do it at running back. I see pass rushers the same way. If those guys aren't fresh and late in the game, then you'll be in trouble.
Mike, what have you thought of the last
one? Sorry. Again, similar to the Manziel situation, he's just learning the offense. But I think he's already just flash some of the things that made him special, the ability for a big man to move the way that he moves, just some of the cuts that he's made. He's got dancer's type feet, but it's in a 230-pound man.